My lord, begging your pardon, Her Grace said that those who didn't meet their numbers would have their hands crushed, the anxious smith persisted. Smashed on their own anvil, she said. Sweet Circe, always striving to make the small folk love us. No one will have their hands smashed, you have my word on it.
Iron is growing dear, Arnbelly declared, and this chain will be needing much of it, and coke besides for the fires.
Lord Baelish will see that you have coin as you need it, Tyrion promised. He could count on Littlefinger for that much, he hoped. I will command the city watch to help you find iron. Melt down every horseshoe in this city if you must.
An older man moved forward, richly dressed in a damask tunic with silver fastenings and a cloak lined with fox fur. He knelt to examine the great steel links Tyrion had dumped on the floor.
My lord, he announced gravely, this is crude work at best. There is no art to it. Suitable labor for common smiths, no doubt, for men who bend horseshoes and hammer out kettles, but I am a master armorer, as it please, my lord. This is no work for me nor my fellow masters. We make swords as sharp as song, armor such as a god might wear, not this.
Tyrion tilted his head to the side and gave the man a dose of his mismatched eyes.
What is your name, Master Armorer?